All right, I want to see more than just Andrew down here. I know there are others. Heidi, you said you were going to come because Andrew's here. You haven't quite heard all of this story, Heidi. Okay. Well, let me tell you, first of all, the beginning of this year, Jean Stewart came to me and she said, Jerry, would you tell children's story for the coming year from time to time? And I said, well, Jean, I ran out of stories. She said, God will give you more. And he did. And this is a story about a story. And I was thinking about one of my favorite Bible verses. It says, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you your heart's desires. How many times do you pray for something you want? Anybody here pray for something you want? Something for someone else, maybe, if somebody is sick, if somebody doesn't know Jesus, maybe, or if somebody is traveling. I know when my mom took a trip back in October, she traveled way out to Wyoming, and I prayed that God would keep her safe. And God did keep her safe. She was there with a friend, and she helped a friend with cleaning her house up for a bit and organizing things. And her friend was so happy, she gave her a box of things. And my mom sent them home. She figured, well, when she gets home, she could open her box. But I prayed for her to have a safe trip home. And God kept her safe when she came home, too. So God does hear our prayers. God also hears our wants. And the times when we don't pray, often he will honor those desires as though we prayed for them. Did you ever notice that in your life? God will give you something you want even if you didn't pray for it. Well, my children and I at Christmas time went to the Winston Christmas church program. And you know, church programs are so beautiful. They've got their decorations, they have lights, and they have music, and I love music. But their program was different than ours a little bit in that there was a lady who read a story. There would be a couple of people that would do some music, and then she would read a story. And that story was one of the sweetest stories I have ever heard. And I went up to her afterward and I said, Cindy, where did you get that story? She said, I got it in a book called Christmas in My Heart, Volume 3. And I thought to myself, I'll have to look online. I'll go home and see if I can find it. Well, I went online and I couldn't find it. And I thought, well, maybe I'll call the ABC. But by then it was past Christmas. I thought maybe they don't have Christmas stories. But I never did find that book. And I asked my mom. My mom likes books. I asked my mom, Mom, do you have Christmas in My Heart, Volume 3? Well, she didn't even have Christmas in My Heart, Volume 2 or Volume 1. Anyway, but over time, I kind of forgot that I really wanted a copy of that story. And you know, sometimes it's easy to forget other things too, like how much Jesus loves us, like the song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. Sometimes it's easy to forget that too. And there was one of those days where I kind of forgot that. And I was at my house and my phone rang and I answered my phone and it was my mom. And the first words out of her mouth were, Jerry, Jesus loves you so much. She said, I opened my box that I got at my friend's house. And guess what was right on top of the box? Christmas in My Heart, not Volume 1, not Volume 2, but Volume 3. And it was the only Christmas in My Heart in her box. So my goodness, delight thyself in the Lord and God will truly give you the desires of your heart. Thank you so much for listening so quietly.